Christine, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. This week we are talking about a high-profile murder case there that took place a few years back. It was picked up recently by NBC's Dateline, detailing the Cassie Farrington murder investigation and trial. Could you give us an understanding of really what happened with that case leading up to Dateline picking it up?
So when I spoke with Keith Morrison, the host of the show, and asked him what brought this case to their attention, they said several things. It was a domestic violence case, and he said those cases are really all too common. And the victim, Cassie Farrington, was such a compelling person. She was such, you know, a bright person and on the path in life to really, you know, make an impact. She was a young mother. And so the fact that it was a domestic violence, she was a compelling victim, and the case went unsolved for a year and a half. And all of the suspicions in the community went back to her husband, who was a former Silver City police officer. Yet he was never interviewed or investigated for a year and a half. And not until a new deputy at the sheriff's department was assigned the case. So those were the reasons Dateline saw it as, you know, this, the whispering in the community is what Keith talked about, is that those whispers ended up making it all the way to New York City and on his desk, of this blue wall of cops protecting cops. And that's what they felt was so compelling about the case.
Can you give us a brief understanding of how that was happening in Silver City with this case?
Well, from the very beginning, I mean, Cassie Farrington and her husband, Brad, were separated, and they were in a custody battle, and she had, you know, had been a victim of domestic violence while he was an officer. All of this stuff was going on. People in the community knew. It's a small community. She was a nurse at Gila Regional Medical Center. She had told her friends and her family, if anything happens to me, Brad did it. And all of this was pretty public in this small community, yet law enforcement seemed to ignore it for a year and a half.
Can you give us an update of what happened with this case? Let us know where it is right now. And was there anything that Dateline brought to light that people may not have known about the case?
On that, I don't think so. In fact, they didn't cover a lot of other aspects of the case that we've covered in the paper. The status of the situation right now is Bradley Farrington was arrested finally a year and a half after Cassie's murder. He went to trial in August. He was convicted by a jury. He was sentenced to life in prison, which in New Mexico is 30 years. And that all happened in September. There are other pieces of the case that are continuing, which is the initial lead investigator, Jose Sanchez, was charged with contempt of court for not appearing after he was subpoenaed. He was supposed to be a defense witness. And in the Dateline episode, the chief prosecutor, George Zoka, said this seemed to be the defense's entire strategy, was that Jose Sanchez didn't have Bradley Farrington as a suspect initially. And so they wanted to cast doubt on this. And then Sanchez did not appear to testify, and he had to be arrested to be brought to court and testify. So Bradley's been convicted. He's in jail. Sanchez is being charged with contempt of court. The latest in that, which we have not written about yet, is that Judge Hofacket just disqualified Sanchez's attorney, Nathan Gonzalez. So that case is continuing and ongoing.
Okay, Christine, we will stay updated with you all at the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. I want to move on and talk about substance abuse issues. In your area recently, there was an opening of a new treatment center. Can you share with us about that?
Yes, 5 years in the making, Tu Casa has finally opened. It's an outpatient combination substance abuse and mental health treatment center. They're awaiting their final license, which will allow them to be open 24/7 and be on call for substance abuse and mental health issues. It's a huge need in the community. It was really championed by retired Judge Ron Hall, and it held its grand opening earlier this month. They've already seen almost 300 patients in just 6 weeks.
We don't have much time left, but I also want to hear about the training that took place at the Grant County Detention Center dealing with substance abuse.
Actually, it was not at the detention center. The detention center administrator, Mike Carrillo, was the one who brought the training to the community, and he is holding it for free at the conference center, open to anybody. So it's just members of the public going in, and actually the Department of Health is doing the training. Mike coordinated it with them, and they're anybody who does the training is given Narcan packs to take home in the event that they need to use them to save a life.
Okay, Christine, thank you so much for updating us on the latest on the Silver City report. We will talk with you all next week.
Thank you, Anthony.